Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Alan Turing's life and heritage have inspired multitudinous workshops in popular culture, reflecting his significance as both a scientific colonist and a woeful figure. Over the times, his story has been told through books, flicks, plays, and pictures, helping to bring his achievements and struggles to a wider followership. One of the most notable descriptions is the 2014 film The Reproduction Game, starring Benedict Cumberbatch as Turing. The movie dramatizes his part at Bletchley Park, his pioneering work on computing, and the particular challenges he faced due to his fornication. While some literal liberties were taken, the film significantly raised public mindfulness of Turing's benefactions and the injustice he endured. Turing has also been featured in Lives, similar as Andrew Hodges' 1983 book, Alan Turing the Enigma, which remains one of the most detailed accounts of his life. This book served as the base for numerous acclamations and scholarly workshop. In theater, plays like Breaking the Law have examined Turing's particular and professional life, frequently pressing the conflict between his genius and the social prejudices of his time. Turing's influence extends into the world of art and music as well. His life has inspired songs, exhibitions, and indeed visual art installations, celebrating his heritage and championing for LGBTQ rights. Also, Turing has become a symbol for the broader themes of diversity and addition in STEM fields. His story reminds us of the significance of embracing different individualities and the woeful cost of demarcation. Through these artistic expressions, Alan Turing's name and heritage continue to reverberate, inspiring unborn generations to push the boundaries of knowledge and mortal rights. After decades of obscurity and silence about Alan Turing's benefactions, his heritage gradationally gained recognition, especially as the injustice he faced came clearer. One of the most significant moments came in the early 21st century, as society began to admit both his genius and the atrocity of his treatment. In 2009, the British government issued and sanctioned Reason. Also, Prime Minister Gordon Brown described Turing's treatment as shocking and deeply rude how the country had failed one of its topmost minds. This Reason was a major step in restoring Turing's character. In 2013, Turing entered a major post-mortem royal amnesty from Queen Elizabeth II. This amnesty represented formal recognition that Turing should no way have been fulfilled for his homosexuality, a conviction that had led to his chemical castration and posterior death. It was a rare and important gesture, correcting a grave wrong done decades before. The amnesty sparked wider debates about the thousands of others condemned under analogous laws. Juggernaut similar as the Turing Law ultimately led to the pardoning of numerous men condemned under outdated homosexuality laws. In addition to governmental recognition, multitudinous honors and monuments have been devoted to Turing worldwide. These include statues, pillars, and the picking of structures, awards, and institutions. For illustration, the Alan Turing Institute was innovated in the UK as a public center for data wisdom and artificial intelligence. In 2019, Google celebrated what would have been Turing's 107th birthday with a Google Doodle, pressing his continuing influence on technology and society. These honors not only celebrate Turing's scientific achievements, but also serve as a memorial of the significance of equivalency, acceptance, and the mortal cost of prejudice. Alan Turing's vision continues to shape the world of computing and artificial intelligence in profound ways. His early theoretical work laid the foundation for how we understand calculation, algorithms, and machine intelligence, impacting both the tackle and software of moments digital world. The Turing machine conception remains a foundation of computer wisdom education, furnishing a simplified model that captures the substance of what computers can and cannot do. It helps computer scientists understand the limits of calculation and complexity. In artificial intelligence, the Turing test is still substantiated as a philosophical standard. While ultra-modern AI has surpassed simple conversational belittlement in numerous disciplines, debates about knowledge, understanding, and machine aloud continue, frequently framed around ideas Turing introduced. Turing's pioneering ideas anticipated the development of programming languages, algorithmic processes, and automated logic. His wartime work on breaking ciphers is a direct ancestor of Moman's cryptographic styles that secure digital dispatches. The explosion of digital technology, from particular computers and smartphones to PAL computing and neural networks, builds upon the principles Turing helped establish. Ultra-modern AI systems like chatbots, virtual sidekicks, and machine literacy algorithms are the practical heirs at Lauda's vision of machines that can learn, acclimatize, and suppose. Likewise, the ongoing exploration in computational biology, inspired by Turing's work on morphogenesis, demonstrates his multidisciplinary genius and the enduring applicability of his models. As we continue to explore malcomputing, neural networks, and AI ethics, Turing's heritage serves as both companion and a challenge. His life reminds us that scientific progress must be paired with mortal compassion and justice. Alan Turing's influence is not only specialized but also moral. His story encourages a pursuit of knowledge alongside respect for diversity and mortal quality. Alan Turing's intellectual trip began beforehand in life. Born in 1912 in London, his curiosity and aptitude for mathematics and wisdom came apparent during his nonage and training. Though he was a quiet and kindly, solitary child, Turing showed remarkable problem, working chops and a love for mystifications. He attended Sherburne School, a boarding academy in Dorset, where his academic strengths in mathematics and wisdom stood out, indeed if his further conventional subjects like Latin did not. His interest in logical thinking and abstract ideas bloomed there, setting the stage for his after work in theoretical mathematics and computing. Turing was deeply told by the growing developments in mathematics and sense during the early 20th century. He studied the workshop of luminaries similar as David Hilbert, Kurt Gödel, and Emil Post, whose exploration on the foundations of mathematics and formal systems inspired him. In 1931, Turing entered King's College, University of Cambridge, where he studied mathematics. His brilliance was snappily honored. In 1934, he graduated with first-class honors and was tagged a Fellow of King's College for his exploration. During this time, he published seminal papers on conception of computability, introducing the abstract Turing machine model that described the limits and capabilities of mechanical calculation. Turing's early exposure to the arising field of fine sense, combined with a particular passion for working deep problems, deposited him at the van of a new scientific revolution. His education gave him both the tools and the confidence to attack problems that would shape the future of technology. This foundational period reveals how a youthful man's curiosity and rigorous training can spark inventions that change the course of history. After completing his studies at Cambridge, Alan Turing continued his academic trip at Princeton University in the United States from 1936 to 1938. There, he pursued a Ph.D. in mathematics under the supervision of the famed reason Alonzo Church. At Princeton, Turing ameliorated his groundbreaking ideas on calculation and formal systems. His doctoral thesis expanded on his earlier work about the limits of mechanical calculation, which would latterly come foundational in computer wisdom. His exploration addressed the Entscheidungsproblem, or decision problem, posed by David Hilbert, demonstrating that no general algorithm could decide all fine trueness. This work was vital, not only mathematically but also philosophically. It showed the essential limits of what machines, and indeed humans, could calculate or decide logically. During his time at Princeton, Turing also engaged with prominent mathematicians in ratiocination, broadening his perspectives. The intellectual terrain encouraged him to blend abstract fine proposition with practical problem working, a particularity that would serve him well in his unborn cryptanalysis sweats. Beyond mathematics, Turing cultivated interest in biology and drugs, forerunning his after interdisciplinary work on morphogenesis. Despite the distance from his home in England, Turing maintained close ties with British academia and was decreasingly apprehensive of the growing transnational pressures leading to World War II. His jests at Princeton were pivotal in solidifying his character as a brilliant and innovative thinker. The rigor and depth of his doctoral exploration laid the route for the revolutionary developments in calculating that would soon follow. These times marked a crucial turning point, As Turing moved from promising pupil to influential scholar with a vision that extended beyond pure mathematics to practical machines and intelligence. As World War II erupted in 1939, Alan Turing was signed to join the British Government Code and Cipher School at Bletchley Park, the secret center for code breaking. His exceptional fine chops and knowledge of calculation made him a crucial figure in the trouble to break German translated dispatches. Turing snappily began working on decoding the Enigma machine, a complex cipher device used by the German service to secure their dispatches. At the time, Enigma's encryption was considered unbreakable, furnishing Germany with a significant strategic advantage. Turing applied his theoretical understanding of calculation and sense to this practical wartime challenge. He designed a machine known as the bomb, an electromechanical device that automated the process of testing possible Enigma settings. The bomb dramatically accelerated code-breaking sweats, enabling British cryptanalysts to read vital adversary dispatches. His work at Bletchley Park was shrouded in secretiveness. Indeed, close family members were ignorant of the critical nature of his benefactions during the war. Turing's innovative approach combined mathematics, engineering, and profound understanding of information proposition. This interdisciplinary system was pivotal in diving the enormous complexity of Enigma decryption. The intelligence picked from breaking Enigma canons, known as ultra-intelligence, gave the abettors a significant advantage, impacting crucial battles and contributing to the eventual defeat of Nazi Germany. Turing's leadership and specialized imagination at Bletchley Park saved numerous lives and docked the war by times, though this remained uncelebrated intimately for decades due to secretiveness. Despite the pressures and challenges of wartime, Turing's brilliance shone through, marking one of the most remarkable chapters in his life and in the history of cryptography. During World War II, alongside the bomb, another pivotal development in code-breaking at Bletchley Park was the creation of Colossus, the world's first programmable digital electronic computer. Though Alan Turing was the principal developer of Colossus, his ideas and leadership greatly told the early computer systems that followed. Giant was designed primarily by mastermind Tommy Flowers to break the German Lorenz cipher, which translated high-position military dispatches. Its success marked a turning point in calculating history, moving from mechanical to electronic processing, extensively adding speed and complexity. Turing's work laid important theoretical foundations that rounded these practical advances. He envisaged a universal computing machine, what would latterly be called the stored program computer, able of performing numerous types of computations by following instructions stored in memory. After the war, Turing contributed to designing and erecting one of the foremost stored program computers, the Automatic Computing Engine, ACE, at the National Physical Laboratory, NPL, in London. His 1945 report outlined how such a machine could be erected and operated, proposing generality still central to computer armature. Despite limited coffers and regulatory challenges, Turing's ACE design told the development of unborn British and transnational computers. This period demonstrated Turing's shift from cryptanalysis to calculating engineering, bridging proposition with tackle perpetration. Though frequently overshadowed by latterly machines like ENIAC and UNIVAC, Turing's benefactions during this period cemented his part as a colonist of ultra-modern computing. His wartime and post-war work inclusively set the stage for the computer revolution that would transfigure society in the decades to come. Alan Turing is frequently regarded as one of the launching numbers of artificial intelligence, AI, long before the term was extensively used. His visionary ideas about machines and allowing helped shape the field's abecedarian questions and pretensions. In 1950, Turing published a corner paper named Computing Machinery and Intelligence, in which he posed the instigative question, can machines suppose? To explore this, he proposed what came known as a Turing test, a way to measure machines' capability to parade mortal, such like intelligence. The Turing tests involve an annotator communicating with both a mortal and a machine through a textbook interface. However, the machine is said to have passed the test, demonstrating intelligent jest, indistinguishable from a human's, if the annotator cannot reliably tell which is which. Turing's paper also bandied how machines might learn from experience, acclimatize, and ameliorate their performance, ideas that prefigured ultra-modern machine literacy and neural networks. He suspected about the unborn possibilities of machines, including their capability to break complex problems, play games like chess, and process natural language, despite specialized limitations of his time. Turing's perceptivity set the abstract frame for AI exploration that would blossom decades laterally. His work inspired generations of computer scientists and experimenters who erected on his ideas to develop expert systems, natural language processing, robotics, and deep literacy. Turing's AI benefactions emphasize not only specialized challenges, but also philosophical questions about knowledge, intelligence, and the nature mind. Moment. The Turing test remains an artistic and scientific reference point, emblematizing the ongoing hunt to produce machines that suppose and understand. Through this pioneering work, Turing extended his impact beyond mathematics and cryptography, impacting one of the most instigative and fleetly evolving areas of technology. Alan Turing's extraordinary professional achievements were accompanied by deep particular challenges, numerous of which stem from the social stations of his time. Turing was a gay man living in a period when homosexuality was illegal and roughly criminalized in the United Kingdom. Despite his reticent nature, Turing formed close gemütlichkeit and had romantic connections. Still, the need to keep his fornication secret counted heavily on him. In 1952, his life took a woeful turn when he was fulfilled for gross indelicateness after admitting a relationship with a man. Faced with a felonious conviction, Turing chose chemical castration, hormone treatments meant to suppress his libido as in volition to captivity. The treatment caused significant physical and cerebral suffering, impacting his health and well-being. Turing's security concurrence was abandoned, and he was barred from continuing his sensitive government work, effectively ending his career in cryptography and computing. Despite these rigors, Turing remained intellectually active, continuing exploration in mathematics and biology. Yet the social smirch and legal persecution cast a shadow over his after times. In 1954, at just 41 times old, Turing failed from cyanide poisoning. A probe ruled his death a self-murder, though some have suspected it could have been accidental. Turing's particular struggles punctuate the woeful consequences of dogmatism and injustice. His treatment stands as a stark memorial of how societal prejudices can destroy brilliant lives. For decades after his death, Turing's benefactions were largely uncelebrated outside specialist circles, overshadowed by the secretiveness girded his work and the shame society placed on his identity. Only in recent times has there been wide recognition not only of Turing's genius, but also of the injustice he endured, fueling movements for LGBTQ rights and equivalency. Alan Turing's death on June 7, 1954, was officially ruled a self-murder by cyanide poisoning. The circumstances girding his death remain a subject of debate and enterprise. Turing was set up dead in his home, with a half-eaten apple hard. Although the apple was no way tested for Bane, it came an emblematic element in stories about his death, occasionally linked to the puck tale of Snow White or to Turing's own love of wisdom and chemistry. Some hagiographers suggest that the self-murder ruling was accurate, pointing to the despair he probably felt following his conviction, chemical castration, and professional acceptance. Others propose indispensable propositions, suggesting his death might have been accidental, conceivably due to inhalation of cyanide smothers from trials he conducted at home. The nebulosity girding his end has not lowered the tragedy of his life's end, which came far too soon for a man of similar pledge. In the times after his death, Turing's story was largely kept under wraps due to the secret nature of his wartime work and the smirch attached to his execution. Still, as literal exploration and declassification of documents progressed, mindfulness of Turing's benefactions and the injustice he suffered began to grow. Public juggernauts to admit and recognize Turing gained instigation, climaxing in sanctioned justifications, monuments, and a 2013 royal amnesty. His death also sparked reflection on the dangerous goods of discriminative laws against LGBTQ individualities, helping inspire legal reforms and artistic shifts toward acceptance. Moment. Turing's life and death serve as important assignments about the cost of prejudice, the significance of mortal rights, and the continuing impact one person's brilliance can have on the world. Alan Turing's heritage is vast and continuing, gauging wisdom, technology, and culture. Moment. He's honored as a launching father of computer wisdom, whose ideas laid the root for the digital age. The principles he introduced, similar as a universal Turing machine, remains central to understanding how computers operate. Ultramodern programming languages, algorithms, and software development trace their roots to his pioneering work. Turing's vision extended beyond machines. He forefelt the possibilities of artificial intelligence and machine literacy, fields now transubstantiating diligence and diurnal life worldwide. In computing history, Turing is famed alongside other settlers like John von Neumann and Claude Shannon, yet his story uniquely blends genius with tragedy. Culturally, Turing has come a symbol of both scientific brilliance and the struggle for social justice. His life has inspired books, flicks, and plays, most especially The Reproduction Game, 2014, which brought his story to a broad followership and renewed interest in his achievements and persecution. Monuments and institutions honor Turing's benefactions. The Turing Award, frequently called the Nobel Prize of Computing, is named after him and celebrates outstanding computer scientists encyclopedically. In 2012, the UK government marked the centenary of Turing's birth with events and commemorations, pressing his part as a public idol. The Turing story also underscores the significance of diversity and addition in wisdom and technology, reminding us how important gifts have been lost or suppressed due to demarcation. As technology continues to evolve, Turing's ideas inspire ongoing invention, from amount computing to AI ethics. His heritage is a testament to the power of mortal intellect and the need to cover the quality and rights of all individualities. Alan Turing remains an enduring figure whose life and work continue to shape our present and unborn. One of Alan Turing's most profound benefactions to mathematics and computer wisdom is his formalization of the conception of computability. Before Turing, the question of what it means for a problem to be computable or decidable was unclear. In 1936, Turing introduced the idea of an abstract machine, now called the Turing machine, which is a theoretical device that manipulates symbols on a strip of tape, recording according to a set of rules. Though simple in design, this model could pretend the sense of any computer algorithm. The Turing machine became an important tool to explore the limits of what machines could cipher. Turing proved that some problems, similar as a halting problem, determining whether a program will ultimately stop or run ever, are undecidable. This means there's no algorithm that can break all cases of the problem. This sapience helped define the boundaries of calculation and sense, showing that not every fine question is algorithmically soluble. That Turing's work homogenized the notion of an algorithm itself, impacting not just computer wisdom, but also mathematics, sense, and gospel. His conception of a universal Turing machine, one machine able of bluffing any other, harbingered the ultramodern general-purpose computer. This abstraction remains foundational in theoretical computer wisdom, bolstering the design of programming languages, complexity proposition, and computability proposition. The Turing machine also provides an abstract frame for understanding how tackle and software interact, indeed in moments advanced computers. Through his pioneering work on computability, Turing illuminated the power and limits of mechanical logic, setting a stage for the digital revolution that would reshape society.